George Capanella here. Welcome to Age Nation Radio Magazine, where people, passion, and purpose meet.
And I'm Alan Huttner. We're your saging hosts at the place where boomers and elders and conscious members of younger generations come to listen, learn, and participate in a lifestyle revolution. Join us for in-depth interviews with world-class experts and authors, provocative commentaries, humorous and informative special features, interspersed with some great music, and I'm in love with the theme. It's starting to grow on me, George.
Well, good. It's called The Whole Story. You'll join Sedina and me for the first part of an inspiring interview with Greg Braden, best-selling author, wisdom keeper, and a man who's known for connecting the dots between the world of science and the world of spirituality.
We also have music interludes with Billy Joel, The River of Dreams, Cortana, Let It Out, and Carlos Santana. Put your lights on. Our special features today, Sedina Capanelli with another enlivened aging strategy. George and I will bring you a You've Got to Be Kidding new segment, and I'll do another Rudy rap to the music bed of Flight of the Purple Energetics.
So, welcome to Age Nation Radio Magazine, where people come to celebrate living consciously and aging wisely in the 21st century. Elders are wisdom keepers who have an ongoing responsibility for maintaining society's well-being and safeguarding the health of our ailing planet. This from Rabbi Zalman Schachter Shalomi and Ronald Miller, co-authors of Aging to Saging. Few dispute that these are challenging times. Many, in fact, claim that the challenges we face are game changers, and there's certainly mounting evidence to support some of these changes. The challenges, in turn, are being exacerbated by a confluence of political discord and by the growing ease with which some people with power and influence are willing to sacrifice truth in the interests of private political agendas and personal financial gain. As a result, our progress in very critical areas is delayed and in many ways derailed, while a number of those to whom we look for leadership seem content to strut about in an increasingly tawdry carnival atmosphere that is, to quote the good Mr. Shakespeare, full of sound and fury and signifying nothing.
Meanwhile, beneath the surface, a remarkable and irrefutable bubbling up seems to be happening. New energy and new levels of awareness are being demonstrated in unexpected ways, and new levels of courage and activism are emerging from the hearts and minds of people in cities and towns all across the globe. This bubbling up is bringing with it unprecedented opportunities and extraordinary possibilities for people of all ages, and especially for the 150 million Americans and billions more throughout the world who are already in or will soon be joining the second half of life crowd.
Yeah, those of us who make up this over 50 crowd have at our disposal greater resources, more information and technological know-how, better health options, and for some, more leisure time than generations before us. Some of us also have decades of direct experience in creating substantive social and political change. Through the Human Potential Movement, many also have a growing understanding of how our thoughts and intentions influence the shape of our lives. And we have available to us an almost endless array of positive life strategies distilled from spiritual and religious traditions around the world to help us achieve higher levels of individual and collective consciousness, as well as greater effectiveness in pursuing our personal and shared goals.
In our lifetimes, we have witnessed and been the beneficiaries of tremendous advances in science and technology, communications and transportation, and of our knowledge of the physical universe, advances that would have astounded those who preceded us by only a few generations. Indeed, we are fortunate to be alive during a time that we believe will be viewed as the start of one of the more conscious and expansive periods in human history.
We've also been present as the boundaries of medicine have been advanced with so much success that the average lifespan is now approaching 80 years of age and will soon, if we believe predictions by some futurists, reach and exceed 100. Quite extraordinary, don't you think, Alan?
I do, George. And on the other side of the coin, however, we do face the challenges previously identified, some of which you mentioned. While these challenges impact the lives of everyone on the planet, the graying of our population, one person every 7 seconds joins the 50 and older crowd, is exacerbating them and presenting those of us who are Gen Xers, boomers, and elders with even more immediate threats.
You know, just for a point of reference, this 80 years of age, which is now the approaching average, at the founding of our country, the average lifespan was 19 years of age. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, really.
So among these threats are those being advanced by people who appear more committed to defending the frailty of an unstable and outmoded economic model than in creating, articulating, and implementing truly effective strategies, policies, and methods that can better support the well-being and the greater good of the majority.
While the cause of these challenges can, in part, be assigned to special interest groups and lobbyists and the politicians and legislators whose votes are purchased by them, the reality is that each and every one of us must take full responsibility, full accountability for these conditions now.
Indeed, on our watch, we've abdicated too much, in our opinion, of the primary control of our society to others, especially to a new breed of philosophically biased legislators and judges, to privately owned and biased media companies, and to a strange new entity called the corporatocracy.
This abdication has in turn contributed to a number of practices that threaten the foundations on which this great experiment in democracy called America was founded. Quite a picture, isn't it? Challenges and opportunities of historic proportions. They're tugging at us from seemingly opposite directions and threatening to spin our world off its axis.
But what has all this got to do with our topic today? Everything. For in order to come to terms with the challenges in these times, we must consider the whole story. We can also follow some of the advice our featured guest, Greg Braden, offers, and to pay attention to this quote from our new book, Do Not Go Quietly. Before we will be able to truly create and implement new solutions to our external challenges, those of us who make up the second half of life crowd would be wise to do some additional essential inner work that will help us to refresh and heal our minds, balance our bodies, and enliven our spirit.
Age Nation Radio, our revolution is now.
Age Nation Radio.
Ready to live the life you were born to live, to move beyond the boundaries of the ordinary and step fully into a life of greater consciousness, meaning, and joy? Navigate your future 6 intimate transformative weekends with 16 of the leading wisdom keepers of our time. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marx Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, George and Sedina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more. Joyful Journeys, May through November, hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center on the beautiful Retreat Center at Unity Village, Missouri. Take one or all 6, but whatever you do, don't miss this opportunity. Mark Twain said, throw off the bow lines, catch the wind in your sails, explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 Book Awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Come back to the revolution. Age Nation Radio.
George and Sedina here with a featured interview with New York Times best-selling author Greg Braden, internationally renowned as a pioneer in bridging science, ancient wisdom, and the real world. He is the author of Walking Between the Worlds, The Spontaneous Healing of Belief, Secrets of the Last Mode of Prayer, The Isaiah Effect, The God Code, Fractal Time, The Divine Matrix, Deep Truth, and the soon-to-be-released The Turning Point, just a few books. Also numerous audio programs and DVDs.
So, Greg, welcome to Conversations with the Wisdom Keepers.
George and Sedina, I am thrilled to be with you today. I don't know if our listeners know this or not, but we're actually neighbors, and I believe this is the first time we've worked together. So
yes,
so,
it is.
I'm absolutely thrilled to be on the program with our listeners today and with you, my neighbors and my dear friends, to share all the information that we're going to have the opportunity to talk about today.
It's our pleasure.
So, you know, we're delighted to have the chance to connect in this way, and clearly, when we think about the body of work you've created, we could spend days, talking about it and only make a small dent in the breadth and the depth of it. But there's an old Chinese quote that we like a lot that says, "The greedy one attempts to eat all of the cherries, while the wise one enjoys all of the cherries by eating one." So let's do our best today to kind of savor that, the time we have. And more importantly, I think what we'd like to do is help listeners who are already familiar with some of your work, as well as folks who are learning about you for the first time, to understand something in the beginning of the man behind the work, as well as the work itself. And of course, we'll also eventually weave a thread that will get us to a quality conversation on the turning point, creating resilience in a time of extremes.
Right. And so we want to go back just a little bit first, Greg. Earlier in your career, you worked as a geologist for Phillips Petroleum during the 1970s energy crisis, a computer systems designer for Martin Marietta during the final years of the Cold War, and the first technical operations manager for Cisco Systems. So you want to expound on that a little bit? And also, as a boy or a young man, what motivated you to turn in this direction for your career path? Tell us a little bit about that.
So we're going to start with the easy things first.
Yeah, the easy stuff. Yeah.
You know, the hardest thing for an author to do is to talk about her own life.
It's okay.
You know, the way this question comes to me often, and a lot of different forms that people ask, knowing that I was trained as a scientist, my degree's in oceanography and the earth sciences, and I've worked in the corporations that you just described, they say, how did you make the leap, what many people feel is a quantum leap, from that into the world of indigenous wisdom, ancient traditions, spirituality, and things like that? And I have to tell you, the first time I heard the question, I think I was surprised, because for me it was less of a leap and more of a progression. I was born and raised in a very conservative community in the Midwest, in northern Missouri. And when I was young, I always believed that when we studied the sciences, so when we study chemistry, biology, geology, physics, for example, that's just the name that we give to these principles, and what we're really doing is understanding the deepest, most intimate mechanisms of nature and the universe and our relationship to that and a higher power.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I was in the corporations that I found that other people don't think that way. That the belief was that we have to make a choice between science and spirituality. And when I heard that, it triggered something within me, and my question is, what if we don't make that distinction? What if we weave together the best science of the 20th and now the 21st century, if we weave that with the wisdom of 5,000 years of human experience and spirituality, what if we weave those two great ways of knowing into a wisdom that's more than either could be individually, and apply that to the problems and the crises in our personal lives as well as globally? Where would that lead? And the answer to that question is the foundation for my work, and it's the reason, Sudhina, although I was listening to the books that you were reading off, and I think you covered most of them, and I know for our listeners, many listeners say, well, you know, Greg, you write about so many things. Why don't you just find one topic and stick with it? And my answer is that I have. And the topic is simply this. My sense is that the better we know ourselves and the better we understand our relationship to the world around us and to one another, the better equipped we are to deal with whatever it is that, that the world brings to our doorstep. Mm. And from that perspective, every book addresses a facet of us and our relationship to ourselves and to the world beyond us, and how we can apply those relationships in a meaningful way to what we see happening in our everyday lives. So I believe I have stuck with a single topic, many facets of that, and that's a little of how the background of the science, I think, has prepared me to do that. So it's a long answer to a short question.
No, it's not. And one of the thoughts about it, though, Greg, is, you know, Sudhina and I have spent a lot of time consulting in aerospace and defense and high-tech industries, and so we're familiar with both some of the strengths and the limitations of those environments. And was there anything that you felt had, that you had arrived at that that was confining for you within that structure that prompted a move outside of the boundaries?
Well, I think the boundaries, we've all heard the term thinking outside the box. And what I learned early on is that everything is the box. And once we really grasp that, that everything's happening inside the box, there is no beyond the box. It was simply a matter of learning about language and perspective. And one of the things, George, is a good question. This was back in late 70s and early 80s when a lot of the principles of new thought were coming into vogue. And what I found was that there was an entire segment of the people I worked with who felt excluded from the conversation. It's not that they weren't interested. They simply couldn't relate to the language of prana and chakras.
Right.
But when I began to share the ideas in terms of electromagnetic potential generated inside of human cells and the magnetic field of the body regulated through emotions, all of a sudden it was a language that made sense to them, and they could relate to that. And they wanted to be part of this conversation. It's just that they'd never found a way to do it. So I think it's our beliefs and the limitations and the box that we impose upon ourselves, I think, is the limitation that, that I found. And helping people to feel comfortable in crossing the traditional boundaries between science and spirituality. And I want to make a distinction here because I know we're going to talk about this. Spirituality, when I talk about spirituality, it is not about the religion. It's about the deepest truths of our relationship with ourselves and with our world that goes back long before the religions were created by humans, with the rules and the dogma wrapped around those older ideas. So
it's
these deepest truths of our spirituality, and that is why so much of my work has revolved around being with some of the most magnificent and beautiful, isolated, pristine, or remote places, remaining in the world today, where my sense is that that spirituality and those traditions are preserved best because they've been least disturbed by the modern world.
Right.
I knew that was coming.
That's our little chime to say that we're just going to close down on this little episode
segment here. But we'll be back shortly with more Greg Braden.
That's beautiful, Greg.
Stop waiting. Now's the time. Age Nation Radio.
Age Nation Radio.
Ready to live the life you were born to live, to move beyond the boundaries of the ordinary and step fully into a life of greater consciousness, meaning, and joy? Navigate your future 6 intimate, transformative weekends with 16 of the leading wisdom keepers of our time. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marx Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, George and Sedina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more. Joyful Journeys, May through November, hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center on the beautiful Retreat Center at Unity Village, Missouri. Take one or all 6, but whatever you do, don't miss this opportunity. Mark Twain said, throw off the bow lines, catch the wind in your sails, explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action and to a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Stop waiting. Now's the time. Age Nation Radio.
Age Nation Radio.
You're listening to Age Nation Radio. It's a state of mind.
So, George and Alan back. Alan, let's talk a little bit about Greg.
All right. It was interesting. Of course, I had the good fortune to engineer that while you and Sedina were chatting. It's a different thing when you're involved in it back and forth than when you can sit back and relax. And So hearing it again, a few things came up for me. One was, when you asked Greg about his career and his changes, I mean, he was in the middle of a very significant professional career, science, engineering, and yet he made a change, and look what he's doing now. So in our context of second half of life, when things aren't working, I think you need to be courageous and fearless, and sometimes make some changes. And I'm not talking about fast food industry. I'm talking about some good stuff that you can do to help make a better world.
Yeah, I'm also fascinated by Greg's perspective that barrier that exists in so many people's mind between spirituality and science never existed for him. So in his case, his pursuit of science was really a way of understanding the universe, and its laws. And so it was natural for him to think, about, spirituality being an essential part of that. And so for him, it wasn't like he left one world in some ways and came into another, but he just took a step deeper into another side of that. And I think that a point that he makes so strongly about the need to blend the new understandings from the 20th and 21st century with the 5,000 years of spiritual knowledge is so important in our time.
Yeah. And quantum physics, which is also part of the science, is starting to see the spirituality, because how many times have you heard along the way when you're kind of growing into even religion and spirituality, that we're all connected, we're all one. And I think that's what Brad's teaching, Greg's teachings about in his writings and all his books, the connectivity.
Yeah, and he also represents, I think, a new generation of translators and synthesizers. And, you know, there are a number of people in that tradition, Bruce Lipton, Joan Borisenko, and they'll all be guests on upcoming shows, which will add to this body of information. But I also love the way he talks about the magnetic field of, emotions and energetics, and how we're learning to use that understanding in whole new ways to bring the spirituality of this existence more deeply into our daily lives.
And he used that old cliche about thinking out of the box or getting out of the box, saying everything is the box. And, you know, when you look at the all that is, to just to name the totality, yeah, you're in that. However, the box is metaphor, I think, is used by people for limitations, limited thinking, ego, persona programming, all that. So you got to distinguish maybe like the Russian box in a box in a box.
Yeah, yeah.
So where does the box end?
And that, of course, is part of our theme today, which is called The Whole Story. And so let's move on with the next sections of our show. So now it's time for You've Got to Be Kidding. Each week, Alan and I take a look at items in the news that show how wacky the world is, or how much hope there is. Today, unfortunately, there's a little bit more about the wacky side. This from Reuters: a 20-year-old woman in eastern India was gang raped by 13 men on the orders of a village court as punishment for having a relationship with a man from a different community. Amazing. The Western Bengal victim was assaulted because the court believed she had violated the rules of her tribe by falling in love with a man from another community. India toughened laws on sex crimes in March last year following the fatal rape of a physiotherapist on a moving bus in Delhi in December. The case led to nationwide protests and helped spark national debate about gender inequalities and wisdom. However, local councils continue their punitive edicts against women. West Bengal recorded the highest number of gender crimes in the country, 30,942 in 2012. And this is the 20th century, right? You've got to be kidding.
This from Andy Borowitz, The New Yorker. Russian President Vladimir Putin this week said that gay spectators should feel welcome at the upcoming Winter Olympics, but warned them against any, quote, flamboyant displays that draw unnecessary attention to themselves. The Olympics have always been and should always be about the athletes, President Putin said. Quote, any attempt by homosexuals to flaunt their bodies in a distracting or provocative way will be frowned upon. Specifically, gay spectators should remain fully clothed at all times, and they should avoid the temptation to unveil their chiseled biceps or shredded abdominals, he said. Can anyone say still in the closet? You got to be kidding. He's funny.
Yeah, he's more than funny. Right. He's dangerous. Anyway, this from Sally Cohn of the Daily Beast. This week marks the 41st anniversary of the Supreme Court's decision in Roe versus Wade, which established the constitutional right of women to have abortions. Advocates on both sides are celebrating and condemning Roe and its implications. But in 1973, the same year that Roe was decided, another important yet generally overlooked landmark occurred. And this was the establishment of the first battered woman's shelter in the United States in St. Paul, Minnesota. Now, as women's reproductive freedoms face an unprecedented onslaught of political and legislative threats, domestic violence is suddenly on the rise. This is more than just a coincidence. The simultaneous attacks on women's bodies in legislators and homes across America are an ominous reminder that political repression of women goes hand in hand with personal subjugation. This is 21st century America, remember? You gotta be kidding.
And this from the Daily Kos. In June 2013, Castle Rock, Colorado Mayor Paul Donahue had asked the town council to consider repealing a ban on weapons being openly displayed in public buildings and parks. Donahue is also happens to be the managing partner of the nearby Centennial Gun Club. However, not everyone seems to agree with Mayor Donahue. Most, if not all, of the planning commissioners for the town of Castle Rock, Colorado, may quit their jobs after the town council voted on Tuesday to allow guns to be openly carried in public buildings and parks. Last week, acting chair of the planning commission, Michael Fronczak, notified the town clerk's office that many of the commission have expressed that they would feel unsafe serving as a commissioner if open carry were permitted, taking the Second Amendment to a new low. So, you gotta be kidding.
Age Nation Radio. Love, laugh, enjoy life.
Age Nation Radio.
We are Age Nation. We will soon be 150 million people strong. We're 40 and older and represent the fastest growing population segment. We weren't born yesterday and we're not dying tomorrow. We work, create, and contribute. We buy the majority of new cars, invest, travel, control 80% of this nation's wealth and at least that much of our faculties. AgeNation.com is our website. It's a doorway to valuable information, inspiration, radio, live and online education and entertainment, digital magazine, books, products, discounts, and more, all from some of the leading wisdom keepers of our time. AgeNation.com, for the generations who changed the world and have the wisdom, experience, and the need to do it again. AgeNation.com, it's free. Sign up today.
Ready to live the life you were born to live, to move beyond the boundaries of the ordinary and step fully into a life of greater consciousness, meaning, and joy? Navigate your future 6 intimate, transformative weekends with 16 of the leading wisdom keepers of our time. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, George and Sedina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more. Joyful journeys May through November, hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center on the beautiful retreat center at Unity Village, Missouri. Take one or all 6, but whatever you do, don't miss this opportunity. Mark Twain said, "Throw off the bowlines, catch the wind in your sails, explore, dream, discover." NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com.
Reclaim your passion. Age Nation Radio.
Age Nation Radio.
Hi, I'm Sedina Capanelli with Enlivened Aging Strategies, simple yet powerful tools to support you in creating greater clarity, balance, inner peace, and rejuvenation for your body, mind, and spirit. Today's Enlivened Aging Strategy is a momentary pause. We can begin now, in this moment, to make the best of the rest of our lives. A simple gesture can be the beginning of a lifelong practice of self-love and self-care. So let's look now at how easy and compassionate a momentary pause or reprieve can be in the midst of a busy day. The simple act of breathing is essential in a world that is speeded up and full of deadlines and expectations. Many times, unconsciously, we lock out our spirit and the universal energy within and all around us by holding on tight and holding our breath. A terrific strategy for self-care and for de-escalating stress is to take a pause for a moment in between events of your day and take a few breaths and check in with your body. you will discover your body has a lot to say. You may not be giving yourself time to breathe, to eat, to rest, to think before acting, or to feel the emotion that's present. By simply checking in, you will gain an awareness of what you need to do to take care of yourself in the appropriate way. And then you'll be present and awake to your world, able to then act and be your best self. A good way to begin is by breathing in deeply and then exhaling with a healing sound of ha once or a few times. This cleanses the stale energy and tension and allows the breath to continue more naturally. Then allow each breath's fullness in as it enters and fills the spaces in the body that are sore or tight. The intention is to be at home in the home you occupy, which is your body. Remember, your breath is your life and can act as your guide, leading the way to greater awareness. Your breath can bring you back into your body and out of chaotic thoughts that are negative and counterproductive. So take a momentary pause during your day and listen to your body. Give it your full attention. In that pause, you will regain your balance and begin to interact with those around you in a more loving and present way. As your mind becomes more comfortable with a connection to your body, the more you'll be able to accept and respond positively to the changes that are going on in your life. So remember to add this enlivened aging strategy of momentary pause to your Aging Consciously backpack. And go to enlivenedaging.com, aging is A-G-E-I-N-G.com, for more. Blessings.
So let's take a little pause here and talk about next week. Our topic will be these awkward times, you know, the ones that we as individuals, as a nation and a planet are currently facing. We're going to look at how we can turn some of the lemons into lemonade. You'll hear another portion of the interview that Sedina and I did with Greg Braden. You'll hear some great music, more enlivened strategies, another great You've Got to Be Kidding piece, and one of my commentaries on these awkward times.
Don't forget to visit Age Nation at agenation.com. Get your free subscription to Next, the new digital magazine. Pick up a copy of the Capinelli's new book, Do Not Go Quietly, A Guide for Living Consciously and Aging Wisely. For people who weren't born yesterday, wise woman Jean Houston calls it a profound, compassionate, and deeply useful guide to the genius and capacities of the second half of life. And Hay House just named it one of the 15 most read books. Wow. For 2014?
Must read
books.
Yeah.
All right. I was going to say, how could that many people read it already?
Yeah.
All right.
So,
must read. I've read it.
Yes.
We did an interview with it. It is really great. We should probably do a little more out of that too, because it really addresses the issues that we've been talking about.
Be delighted. So now we're in for a delight. Another Rudy rap. This one, incidentally, on Thursday of this week, our Rudy rapper here, is going to celebrate his 30th year in radio and broadcasting. Remarkable experience, remarkable achievement, Alan.
Thank you, bro. Thank you very much. Actually, where'd you get this Thursday?
Isn't it Thursday?
No, it's February 12th.
Oh, so February 12th.
It's right around the corner.
A little ahead of myself,
It's pretty amazing.
30 years. I didn't know you were that old. So, so anyway, today's rap is Lao Tzu 2, Tao Te Ching with a current zing. Here it is.
All right, in the music bed, Magic Sound Fabric, the group Flight of the Purple Energetics. And again, Lao Tzu 2, Tao Te Ching with a current zing. Lao Tse 2, if he only knew about this rebirth of the we, including you, in this grand cosmic zoo. We are the way, he might say, still today. Originally, he lived nearly a million days away. Lao Tzu and his band were sages of the land, yet they, he, remind the teachings are we, ageless truths in the grand cosmic sea, transitions evolving about how we best be, some call it being, just silent being, with sage-like seeing, the presence, wordless essence before a diatribe to ascribe, pure divine awareness, within to abide, nothing to hide, no thing. Maybe an awakening ding, a god-goddess touch with energy almost too much, a tap to the third eye, a rap for which to die, speaking to the ego persona, exposing the lie, a Maya perception pry. Sending impermanence to the shelf, eternity to the wakened self. Raise the glass, toast what lasts, relax your ass, tame that sphincter, time to pass that old gas. Lao Tzu, us two, spell it T-O-O or T-W-O, turn two into three, then to all of we. Yes, third eye insight, let shine light on the dark night. This is the ageless, even sageless, before and after, a pure self. It fills me with laughter. I am that, that's enough. Until you learn how to play with the other stuff as co-creators, initiators, instigators, in love, with love, honoring the feathers of a dove. Love is all, our playground for the grand ball with an abundant feast for all. Dare to share at whatever age, no matter where, become a sage. No matter who, become the source, give without remorse. Kings and queens, sovereign beings, true love is equality beyond belief and biology. Become the all that is cosmology, spiritual physiology, no attachment to ideology. Love is all, the only words for your psychology, maybe with some conscious mycology. For love, be here now. That's how. Wow.
The best is yet to come. Age Nation Radio.
Radio.
Ready to live the life you were born to live, to move beyond the boundaries of the ordinary and step fully into a life of greater consciousness, meaning, and joy? Navigate your future 6 intimate, transformative weekends with 16 of the leading wisdom keepers of our time. Jean Houston, Joan Borsenko, Bruce Lipton, Barbara Marks Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Gary Zukav, Ram Dass, George and Sedina Capanelli, Barbara DeAngelis, and more. Joyful journeys May through November, hosted by Age Nation and Awaken Whole Life Center on the beautiful retreat center at Unity Village, Missouri. Take one or all 6, but whatever you do, don't miss this opportunity. Mark Twain said, throw off the bow lines, catch the wind in your sails, explore, dream, discover. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com. NavigatingYourFutureConferences.com.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
You're listening to Age Nation Radio. It's a state of mind.